Radhe Radhe. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's South India Gamana Leela, his Pravachan Leela, touring of South India, preaching to the elite in contrast to Nityan and Haridas, who were preaching to the fallen, most fallen of the fallen, the members of the Jagai Madai Parampara. And before he departed from Jagannath Puri on his tour, he's a young sannyasi. He's only 24 years old. And he's been staying short time in Jagannath Puri under the shelter of Jagannath and senior devotees and their association like Sarvabhauma. As per the etiquette, he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was his the first well-wisher that received Mahaprabhu when he arrived in Jagannath Puri. And he begged his, being senior, being an acharya and being elder and Gauranga, and an extreme well-wisher who had, Gauranga had blessed him with the darshan of a Sadbhuj Rupam, and he became convinced of the divinity of Gauranga, whereas upon first meeting him he thought he was too young, too beautiful, too attractive, and that he wouldn't be able to uphold his sannyas. Better he study Vedanta and become fixed in the Brahman conception of life. And then Lord Chaitanya said, maybe I can explain something about Bhaktivedanta. And when Gauranga explained, then he said, Dasosmi. And eventually, so now Sarvabhauma is fallen in love with Gauranga. His charitam, his association, his teachings, his everything. Gauranga Premamrita. Now his beloved friend, associate, well-wisher, God himself, is proposing to leave his beloved to follow his mission to tour South India. This is a review. And when Gauranga made his proposal at the feet of Sarvabhauma, or at the ears of Sarvabhauma, then he said, this is worse than death. Your proposal is a death blow to my brain, a death blow to my heart. Better you strike me with a thunderbolt. Better my son dies in front of me. But how can you leave? In other words, your leaving is my death. But what can I do? You're a Swatantra Ishvara, a supremely independent Lord who controls everyone. What to speak of me? You'll do what you'll do. But and I know I cannot stop you because the force of your inner love is greater than my perception to weigh and see. So of course you love me and I love you, but you're searching for something else. So I'll even advise you to go and pursue that search by meeting Ramananda Roy. So we left off. He said, please, can you stay here a few more days? At least postpone your intended journey so that I can somehow get the idea, because it's rather abrupt. If someone walks, you're not knowing anything of one's intentions, because reading someone's mind is difficult, especially someone who lives in the Gambira. They are extremely grave. That's a quality of Vaishnavas, gravity. They're very grave. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is extremely grave, God himself, Swatantra Ishvara. So now he's released this atom bomb on the head of his beloved. Oh, by the way, I'm leaving. Huh? You came here to live in Puri at your mother's behest with her blessing, Sachi Mata. And we all assume that you're here. Who can know the mind of the Vaishnava or the movements, Vaishnavara Krita Mudra? Very difficult to perceive the inner turbulence or the waves of emotions that may be moving or are moving in the heart of the advanced devotees. They are imperceptible to the flies on the shore of the ocean. A fly on the shore of the ocean cannot understand the whirlpools in the middle of the ocean. So the non-realized cannot understand the whirlpools in the oceanic heart of the pure devotee. They simply say, Jai Guru Dev, Namaste. What more? So, this crushing news, how is Gauranga going to reply? Will he just leave like a maddened lion, Matasingha Chaitanya? Because in Alanath, the devotees later, they followed him once to Alanath from Puri. And then he was giving darshan and they were pleading with him to stay. And then he told his servants, don't tell them to be quiet. And then in the dead of night he left. He didn't want to deal with it, the pressure of their demand. Stay longer, stay more. Couldn't bear the weight. And he couldn't bear to see their faces. Because when you, as I mentioned, if someone leaves somewhere and everyone's crying, it's very inauspicious for the one who's traveling. So to avoid that inevitability when he leaves the next morning of so many crying, saddened faces, he left in the darkness before anyone woke up. Doom! Like a thief in the night. They come at night while you're sleeping, steal all your precious valuables. When you wake up, there's no valuables and there's no thief. Who did it? So Gauranga came into their lives and he stole their hearts in Puri. Ran to Alanath. They ran after him and said, hey, Chor, come back. Give us our hearts. And he kept their hearts and ran away in the dead of night like a phantom thief. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Chor Bhagavan ki jai. Vallabhacharya has a beautiful song, Churanga. Trungya Ashtakam or something. Eight prayers to the thief. There's one prayer also by Vallabhacharya. He also has a famous Madhuram, Madhuram, this, that. So he comes in Madhuram, Madhuram, and everything's sweet. Hasyam Madhuram, Leelam Madhuram, Vainam Madhuram, Yamana Madhura, etc. Gamanam Madhuram. His walking is sweet, his smile is sweet, his pastimes is sweet, his Yamuna is sweet, his Veno is sweet. Madhuradi Pater Akilaham Madhuram Aki Madhuradi Pater Akilam Madhuram Madhuram Gamanam Madhura. So then thief story is very interesting. There's one thing he says, you came and gave me so much sweetness and filled my heart with so much waves of ecstatic joy and sweetness. You just captured it, filled me to the brim and over. And then he turned into a thief. I made such dear friends with him. I moved him into my house. I gave him a room in the house of my heart. I said, please take your room. Live with me forever. He said, all right. And then whatever I have is yours. The wife gives 50% of their possessions to her beloved. Please, you take it. My property is your property. My wealth, my gold, my jewels is yours. So then Krishna said, that's very nice. Then you sleep peacefully in your room and your beloved sleeps in their room. Beloved wakes up. Ah, sleeping. Goes all the gems and diamonds and gold coins and jewels and puts it inside. Runs away. So that Madhuram became Churanga Bhagavan. Madhurya Krishna became Chora Prish Bhagavan. Same person, same bhakti, same mood of love. Filled me with sweetness and robbed me blind. He hypnotized me with his sweetness. Look at this watch. You're feeling very sleepy. You're already feeling sleepy without the watch. You're supposed to be awake and then I put you to sleep. Now you're asleep and then go more asleep. His two hands are just holding. He's Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this is that Chura Bhagavan. Sweet and bitter. Bitter, sweet. And that's love. If it's no, so it's not bitter, it's not love. If it's not sweet, it's not love. So this is Gauranga. Krishna is a thief. Gauranga is a thief. Krishna is very sweet. Gauranga is very sweet. So if you get entangled with either of these persons, well, your life is finished. Thoroughly, absolutely destroyed. Gauranga chor, Krishna chor, 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 chor. He'll take some. He'll take a little. He'll take more and more and more. Because Krishna is a big chore. So what does he do? Does he stay? Does he leave? Like in Alanathi left in the dead of night. Does he leave? And next sentence, toom, I'm gone. Bye. Bye. Later, man. Like in the West when somebody leaves, they say, bye. Later. Later, man. I mean, that was like 40 years ago. But I don't know what they say now. They don't even speak now. Huh? SMS, yeah. They leave and send an SMS. Guess what? I left. Sahara Vinaya Prabhur Shitala Hailaman Rahila Divasa Kato Nakaila Gaman Gaman. Krishna's Pancha Dravida Gamana Leela. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Pancha Dravida Desh Gaman Leela Ki. Gamana 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 Vrindavan Gamana Radhakan Gamana Delhi Gamana Bombay Gamana Yare Kyakare. Gamana means departure, movement, going. Now, here's the answer you've been waiting for since yesterday. Does he go? Does he stay? Does he faint? Does he accede to the request of his devotee? Upon hearing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request, Mahaprabhu relented and submitted his heart to the heart of his dear one, and he stayed a few more days in Jagannath Puri. Bhattacharya agraha kari karena nirmantran griha pakka kari prabhuk karana bhojan. The Bhattacharya eagerly invited Mahaprabhu to come to his home, and he fed him very nicely, because that's what mothers do. In this case, it's a father with parental love. Sarvabhauma loves him like a servant, a dasan, a dasan, a das, because he's Bhagavan. And he loves him like a friend. He loves him like a younger brother, and mostly he loves him like a father. Vatsalya, Vatsalya Rati. Stay home. Don't travel. It's not nice. Why do you want to travel? Why do you want to take the cows out? Stay in the palace. Play with your toys. Eat makhana misri. Why are you running barefoot all over Kamyavan? All those stickers and thorns which the gopis are worried so much about. Just stay home, Krishna. No. I have to go. This is my dharma. I'm a Bira caste. I have to go to the cows. We are coward people and I have to go. We have so many people that can go. You're the Yuvaraj. Yuvaraj, okay. We're Vaishya king, but you stay here with our beautiful, comfortable rugs everywhere. Beautiful polished marble floors and soft, thick oriental rugs. Well, let's say Rajasthani rugs or whatever they were. What they call them? Dadi. Dadi. Those rugs are called Dadi. So he fed him very nicely. Bhojan. So hope he would eat so much he would forget about his travels. How can I leave my mother's home cooking? Tanhara Brahmani Tanra Nama Shatiral Mata Randi Bhiksha Dena Teno Ashcharya Tanra Kata. Bhattacharya's wife was named Shati Mata. She cooked. And the narration of these pastimes is certainly Ashcharya Kata. It's very amazing. Ashcharya. Wonderful. Ashcharya. Ashcharya. So many words mean wonderful. Chamatkar, Bhuta, Ashcharya. You look up in the Sanskrit dictionary, every word is defined the same way. Ashcharya, Adbhuta, Chamatkar. When you try to find nuances of meaning, you need a better dictionary. Or you have to just know Sanskrit and Bengali to know which word is appropriate in whatever context. So it's wonderful, Ashcharya Kata, and certainly we appreciate it in our own way, how wonderful it all is. Ageta kahiba taha karyavista eve kahi prabhura dakshina jatra samachar. The author steps in, the narrator steps in, the curtain closes. Gauranga is eating. Shatimata is serving. Sarvabhauma is standing like this, supervising. Shatimata is cooking, serving. Shatimata. And then the curtain closes. Gauranga is enjoying nicely. Curtain closes. And then the narrator steps onto the stage. Listen. Later, I will tell you all of this pastime in very elaborate details. But at present, I wish to describe Mahaprabhu's South Indian tour. So now goes on. The narrator says, Dina Pancha Rahi Prabhu Bhattacharya Stana Chalivara Lagiyagya Magila Apan. After staying 5 days in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, Mahaprabhu personally asked his permission. Now may I please depart for South India, please? I've eaten your wife's cooking. I've slept in your house. I've accepted your hospitality. I postponed my trip by 5 days. I missed the Rajdhani train I had booked. And of course, there are no trains. And now I want to go. Please give me your agya. Prabhura agrahe pratacharya sammatta haila Prabhu tanre lana jagannatha mandira gela. After receiving Bhattacharya's permission, Mahaprabhu went to take Jagannath's darshan. And he took the Bhattacharya with him. Darshana kariya thakur pashagya magila Pujari Prabhure Mala Prasada Ani Dila. Taking darshan, Thakur Jagannath. Mahaprabhu begged his permission. Oh, Brajendranandan, no Shamsundar. I don't want to go. You're my everything. My search has ended right here. You are my beloved. You're my Prananath. There's no need to go anywhere. Your arms are extended to me. My arms are extended to you. What more? You're Shyam and I am Gauri. Your eyes are elated when you see me. My eyes are elated when I see you. You're smiling so beautifully. Your lips stained with pan from my lips. And I'm smiling so joyfully to see you. Smiling with your lips stained from my love-drenched pan. But I must go. I must go because I have to understand Radha. Sarvabhauma could not tell me about Radha. Gopinath could not tell me about Radha. No one in Navadri could tell me about Radha. I still have to find out who is this Radha? What is her mahima? What is her pranayama mahima? What is her happiness in Sukhananda, Seva Sukhananda? What happiness she experienced by serving me? Please, I'll come back soon, I promise. Please give me your permission to go. Amala dropped off from the neck of Shyamasundara Brajendranandan and Jagannath Swami Ki. Jai. Mahala Mala Prasada Dila. The agya of Sarvabhauma was words, because we communicate by words. Or by eyes, or by movements, or by posture, or by sitting. Many ways, body language, eye language. Generally it's vacham, word language. And most people are too dull to perceive the other forms of communication anyway. Body language or movements, what they mean, it's not so easy. So Sarvabhauma spoke it straight from his mouth. The horse's truth, what is it? Straight from the horse's mouth. The straight truth from the horse's mouth. So it was clear. Yes, it's clear. You go. So I got the message loud and clear. But Jagannath, Krishna, and Guru, they speak in more subtle ways. And the advanced devotee, the advanced shishya, can understand the speaking of the Guru without his speaking. The first class disciple, he understands the need of the Guru without any even thought. He knows what the Guru wants before he thinks he wants it. That's first class. He knows what the Guru needs before the Guru thinks he needs it. A drink, some water, some food, some this, that. Because the Guru is only thinking about Krishna. And the content and the depth of the Guru's thoughts are imperceptible to the shishya. But the first class shishya can perceive the wants and needs of the form of the Guru, Guru Vapu. The wants and needs of his form. Is his form thirsty? Is he cold? Is he hot? This, that. And then he comes in and says, I bought some water for you. I bought some juice. Oh, sure, that would be good. Okay. That's first class. So no words, no body language, absorbed writing, chanting, whatever. And then some services, exactly what was needed, was communicated. What was needed for the maintenance, pleasure, comfort, satisfaction, bhajan, etc. of Sri Guru, was communicated not by Guru, but by Paramatma, the Shakshi, the Rakhi. The Rakhi of the Guru is Krishna. The Rakhi of the Shishya is Krishna and Guru. And Guru has his Guru also. So Krishna communicated from the heart of Guru to the heart of Shishya. Guru needs this? How did you know? Guru says, Krishna knows. Then Krishna tells the disciple, and the disciple knows. Subtle communication, inaudible, imperceptible. So Krishna speaks like that in the heart. Tene rida brahma yad adikavye. Yes? First verse in Bhagavad 111. And to confirm his feelings and to confirm his sanction or feelings or agya, sometimes the Lord communicates externally. So it's clear, not that it's needed to communicate externally with the advanced devotee to know what the Lord feels or wants. A glance is sufficient. The Lord glances at Jagannath, and the yagya is conveyed by the glance of Jagannath. All right, it's painful. Go, but come back soon. Find bhavatu. Find your teachings and come back and relish deeply our darshan. Our mutual darshan. Then Jagannath communicates all that through his eyes. But four of the other devotees are so nervous and worried about him leaving, like Sarvabhauma, Bhattacharya, Govindacharya, etc. There has to be some more than just imperceptible communication between Thakurji and Guruji. They can't touch it. They can't see it. They can't perceive it. He's Guruji. He's Thakurji. We are Shishya, we are a follower, we are a servant, we are a friend. So then, for them, and Jagannath says, this is for you, Gauranga, Rasaraj, Mahabha, and this is for you, Sarvabhauma. Mala breaks off. Pujari notices, oh, this is for Gauranga, because Super Soul says, hey, Pujari, that mala is from me to Gauranga to give to everyone. So they say, and everyone sees that and they go, Jai, Jai, Jai. Krishna's Kaviraj goes with all the devotees, climbs up to Dvadasa Tila, takes darshan Madan Mohan. And he says, oh my Lord, I am so old. I cannot hold the stylus. How can I write? How can I write this Chaitanya Charitamrita, glories of Lord Chaitanya? I have no power to etch the letters on the palm leaves. I can't hold the stylus. How? But the devotees are requesting me. I wrote the Leelamrita of Govinda and Radha. So they want me to write the Leelamrita of Gauranga. What to do? I am but a puppet in your hands. Please, what to do? mala breaks, boom, Jai Hari Bol, Jai Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Madan Mohan Ki, Krishna's Kavaraj Ki, Jai. So everyone says, see, there's the confirmation. Okay, here's the stylus, here's the pen, start writing. So then he started writing. In the same way, Mahaprabhu was going there, and Jagannath is giving the garland, and he's starting to write. So that's what happened here. The garland fell. The priest, the Bajari, immediately delivered the mala, the prasada, delivered mala prasada and the garland to Lord Gauranga. So this is generally the niyam. When one Vaishnava leaves another Vaishnava, they will give a mala and they will give some mala prasada. In fact, they insisted. Someone's going somewhere, going back to college, you're there. Have you taken prasad? No. Oh, sit down first. You take mala prasad. Have you ever had that experience? Anyone's had that experience? Someone says, oh, you're going. Have you take some? I heard you're going this morning. Take some Radha Gopinath's Rasgulla sweets and here's a garland. Oh, thank you very much. I didn't know you know. No, I heard you're going, traveling here and there, Brisbane, just that, New Zealand, whatever. So Krishna, because Krishna loves his devotees, he doesn't like his devotees to leave the temples. Krishna doesn't want the devotees to leave the temples and go preach. He loves to see his, he loves to dance with his devotees and be with his devotees. Guru doesn't like to see the disciples leave, but they have their seva, they have to preach and spread the mercy. This is Gauranga's kripa. Sachimata didn't like to see Gauranga leave, but he did. He had to. Jagannath doesn't like to see Radharani leave, Mahabhavati Radha leave his darshan, but he had to leave. It's like this. So in all, whether it's God and whether it's Jagannath, whether it's Krishna and Radha, Krishna giving a garland to Radha, Rasaraj Mahabhav Gauranga, or whether it's Guru giving garland and Mahaprasad to Shishya, or whether it's Godbrother giving garland and prasad to Godbrother or Godsister. This is the divine flow of love, the prem dara parampara, the current of love. It begins there and flows on and on and on and on forever until everyone in the universe is inundated in that flood of Gaurasa Arnave. That Arnava, that ocean of compassionate, sweet, charming, delightfully, ecstatically attractive, satisfying, and fulfilling Rasa Gauranga, Gaurasa Arnave, Rasa Arnave, ocean of Ras. Gaura, Ra, Govinda. Gaura becomes Radha Govinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Govinda Nahayanya. Agyamala Pana Harshe Namaskara Kari Anande Dakshina Deshe Chale Gora Hari. Receiving Jagannath's permission in the form of his prem saturated mala, Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances, and in great jubilation he prepared to depart to South India, Dakshin Desh. If you're going to the Rukmini Swayamvara, then she may, if you're the lucky one, she may place her flower garland around your neck and you become the big guy, become her lucky husband. So a garland can confirm, it's a marriage proposal. And it's a confirmation of, yes, it means badam. Badam, I accept you. You're the one. So that means that's Swayamvara, giving of garland. And then there's Gandharva Vivaha. Gandharva Vivaha, some beautiful maidens in the forest picking flowers. Some Gandharvas floating around in this flower stingray or whatever. His flower Ferrari. And then he comes down from his flower airplane and then he says, oh, you, that's nice. You look nice. You're just wandering here, a young virgin without a husband. So then he takes a garland, puts on her neck. And then she takes a garland and puts onto his neck. And they exchange garlands. That's called Gandharva marriage. So garlands can do lots of things. And this particular garland was an Agya garland, Agya mala. There's a Marana mala. There's a Marana mala, an Agya mala, a Vivaha mala, all kinds of malas. So this is Mahaprabhu. And receiving that Agya, then Gauranga was harsh. Harshe, very jubilant. Bhatta charja sangeya rajata nijagan jagannatha pradakshina karila gaman. Accompanied by his personal associates and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu did pradakshina, prakrama, of Jagannath's altar. And then he departed on a South Indian tour. So this is the general system. Garland, prasad, prakrama, and then on. So from here, he's going to Alanath. That's another leela. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu begins his Dakshin Desh Gamana Leela Ki. Many sweet exchanges of love between the Lord and his devotees, Lord Gauranga and his devotees, Lord Krishna and his devotees, and many teachings about Sadachara, Vaishnava Sadachara, and also Rasa Tattva, and many, many more things which we touched on briefly and everyone can pursue them. Srila Prabhupada ki. Right.